The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Tuesday, the second week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The reading from the Acts of the Apostles from today's Mass gives us a glimpse into the life of the first Christians. St. Luke wrote Acts as a companion volume to his Gospel, and it gives an illuminating account of the growth of the Church in the years after Pentecost. There's a special focus on Saints Peter and Paul, although many of the other apostles are also mentioned. This is how St. Luke describes the earliest followers of the risen Lord. This is from Acts chapter 4. He said, "The community of believers was of one heart and mind." Can you imagine how difficult it is, under ordinary circumstances, to be of one heart and mind with anybody? I mean, we live in a very divisive society in which personal opinion has been virtually deified to the point where many people find it difficult or even impossible to consider any point of view that differs from their own. The emergence of so-called safe spaces on college campuses, designated areas where no one was allowed to speak a word in opposition to the trending issue of the moment, is a sad sign of the decline of the cultivation and use of reason, which universities should have at the heart of their mission. Even the Church has been soiled by this impoverished frame of mind. The cafeteria Catholic is one who rejects what the Church teaches in some matters, basically because the person doesn't want to convert their lives 100%. So, what is the source of the first Christian's unity? Well, clearly, it's Jesus. At the Last Supper, Jesus prayed for his apostles and for all that would come to believe in him. "I do not pray for these only," Jesus says in John chapter 17, "but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Jesus prayed for unity among his followers because, one, he knew that it was necessary for the integrity of the Church's mission, and two, because unity is hard. Unity in the Church is expressed and cultivated by three things. First, the profession of one faith. We recite the Creed every Sunday as part of the prayers of the Mass. It encapsulates the foundations of Christian belief. Secondly, the observance of one form of worship. The Mass and the other sacramental rites of the Church are the means given to us by God through the Church by which we render worship to God. Now, while we can certainly pray on our own, this doesn't take the place of liturgical worship. And third, hierarchical authority. The bishops of the Church are taken together, the successors of the apostles. Their task is to teach the faith with clarity, guide the faithful like a good shepherd, and lead the Christian people to holiness. If we depart from one creed, if we neglect our participation in the Mass and the other sacraments, if we depart from the guidance of our shepherds in matters of faith and morals, then we're not working toward unity. On the other hand, if we seek to deepen and profess the one faith and are rooted in the one liturgy of the Church and receive the teachings of our shepherds with openness and docility, then we become instruments of unity for ourselves and others. God bless you.